live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I am thankful and glad for that reality. These are the times in which God has decided we will live, and we have some heavy responsibilities, but also some glimmering pieces of good news. We really do. Beyond the earth and what we talked about this morning and these moments of gratitude, beyond Rose McGowan, beyond John Lydon, we've got now Bill Maher. And look, I'm not going to make Bill Maher out to be anyone's intellectual or political deliverance, but he has now admitted that the Russia hoax was, quote, erroneously reported. Erroneously reported. I mean, and maybe on his show he'll do the Bill Maher thing and curse about it. But there are people on the left who are beginning to say, wait a minute, you're shoving mRNA into children when you know there is absolutely no medical reason for this. And they're beginning to say, what is this? We're going to have permanent masks in Oregon. There are people in positions of influence in entertainment saying, what? They just have gone so far with the lie of 2 weeks to flatten the curve that there are now even people in Hollywood saying this is a no. Eric Clapton is one of those people. Not a perfect person. People in Hollywood often aren't. Well, none of us are. Now, I feel really bad about something because my friend Jeanette is the promotions director for these radio stations. She's worked super hard on the contest for you guys. And it is a smart speaker. You can enter to win at ktth.com/win or text contest to 800-465-8770. I personally don't want these. And yet I just got an email from yet another friend of mine saying, dude, you wear a smartwatch. Shut up about my smart speaker. You wear a Fitbit all day, Todd. You think listen, if there's a dude who could hack my watch, it's him. And he's saying, lay off these people. So my friend Jeanette worked so hard in this contest, and it's a KTTH branded smart speaker. Do me a favor. If you dig these things, like Alex's, I think he said his mother-in-law digs these things, enter to win this KTTH branded thing. You don't need to agree on everything. It's ktth.com/win or text contest 800-465-8770. It's branded for the radio station. Man, a lot of my friends are beating me up on this. So I guess I feel bad about that too, getting beaten up. The folks at Facebook have made it very clear. You can post violence. You can be the Nation of Islam guy. What did Rush call him? Calypso Louie. You can hate on Jewish people as Calypso Louie did. You can call for violence against white people and against cops. And you can, as a group has done in the Seattle area, glorify the footage, the after effects of this this vicious attack on some cops who were having breakfast. Guy went in and killed a bunch of police officers, and they glorify those pictures, the pictures of the blood and the aftermath. That stays up, but no, President Trump can't be on. Going to shut him down. That's such a power move. It's such a move to say, see, even the President of the United States, no longer in the White House because that's occupied by Joe Biden's dementia behind the militarized fence, even he is not safe from the party. You see how powerful that is? Do us a favor as a family. If you're speaking up and refusing to take the knee to these things, be gracious for yourself. give yourself some graciousness. It's okay. It's not a thing of pride. It's acknowledging that you are not bending and you will not bend. In the face of medical fact that is inarguable, kids are not at risk from the coronavirus, the COVID flu. Not in any estimable sense. It is as close to a statistical zero as you can get. College students are at more risk of dying playing football than from the COVID flu. With all this data, inarguable, Jay Inslee, the so-called governor of Washington State, has announced COVID passports. They're not official passports. They're not on smartphones, but they will be. There will be smartphones. I'm predicting that right now, smartphone apps. Because he's already creating a bifurcation of society. Those who have been injected by what the party wants them to be injected with. Those who have chosen to have bodily autonomy. In Oregon, they're a step ahead of Jay Inslee. Masks forever. Mask diktats in businesses forever. Why? Because we say so. Furthering the divide of society into who does the bidding of the party and who does not. Inslee made these announcements about vaccine incentives, and then I want to just remind you of what he said. Then I want to give you some new news out of the most vaccinated country in the world.
I do also want to say that it's well known that we have had a slowdown in the demand for the vaccine. Now, this is very concerning because now it is, a terrible thing to think that we would have vaccine to save people's lives and not see it in people's arms.
Wow, great line, Jay. So this news from the most vaccinated country in the world, is this going to have any effect on any of this? Nadine Woodward is the mayor of Spokane, Washington, east of Seattle, as you know. She's begging people to get the shot because then Spokane can open up. Then things will go back to normal. Right after you give up your bodily autonomy, then you'll get your freedom back. Right after you surrender your body to the party, you'll get your freedom back. Does anyone see? It's almost a circular logic firing squad. It's what it is. I'll get to this news from this country, the most vaccinated country on earth, more Inslee.
Now here's another thing I hope people think about on their individual decision on vaccines.
Individual decision.
It's a great thing that vaccines can save your life. It's a great thing they can keep you from having long-term COVID, long-term symptoms. It's a great thing you can save your family's life. It's a great thing that you can be responsible, a member of our community. But there will be increasing things that vaccine will also give you benefits that you otherwise not be able to enjoy.
Yeah, and he goes on, it's going to college. In taxpayer-supported colleges that were forced to give them money, they've decided to take on all the liability for any student who's harmed by these injections, mRNA or otherwise. They've decided that they will pay the fee because the pharma companies won't. If there's a lawsuit and it's successful, going to baseball games and churches and gatherings, it's now segregated. Here's the people who've done exactly what the party told them to do. They put away their own skeptical thinking. They put away their own analysis. They put away their own reading of actuarial data. That's hardcore math. They put that all aside. They did exactly what the party told them to do. Good dogs. Good dogs. You can come inside now. So what's this news? This is from Bloomberg. The world's most vaccinated nation activates curbs as cases rise. Now, to be clear, this is not in this country of Seychelles, which is in the Indian Ocean in Eastern Africa. And yes, I did look that up. It's not the mRNA injections. But it doesn't matter because these are all new formulations. None of them convey immunity. So the most vaccinated country on earth, this chain of islands in the Indian Ocean, banning intermingling of households, closing bars early. 60% of its population has had two doses of these so-called vaccines. This has happened in Chile. This has happened in Israel. This may well be happening in India, although the Indians, for some reason or another, are, you talk about vaccine hesitancy. They're super vaccine hesitant. We'll talk tomorrow in detail about what is going on in India. One big question about that. Did the masks stop working? They're 100% masked. Let's go back. Let's listen to Rose McGowan and John Lindon and Bill Maher, and then let's marvel at what's being perpetrated and distributed on social media as Donald Trump is banned. Somebody sent me a note on Twitter. So you're asking us to enter the smart speaker contest because you feel bad for your friend Jeanette. I do. You'd love her. She's such a cool lady. Yeah, I am asking you to do it. That is if you like these smart speakers. If you dig these things, get a KTTH branded set for free. KTTH.com/win, 800-465-8770. Send in the word contest. I do. I feel bad because I can't fully embrace it. And Jeanette's done so much for this radio station. Now I'm talking myself into getting the smart speaker. I don't want a smart speaker. Gotta watch. Rose McGowan's statement, followed by some of the ads and social media stuff running about the mRNA injections. Listen closely to Rose and then listen to these presentations.
Well, as some of you know, as some of you don't know, if you've heard my name or read anything on me in the media, I grew up in a cult, and it was a very famous cult called Children of God, and it gave me a superpower. It gave me the ability to see the control and the propaganda machine, especially in the U.S., for what it is and how it harms people and how the left can harm people just as much as the right if they go very, very deep into it and ignore all other aspects of kind of reality in a way, and that you're serving a master that might not be serving you. And I always say I come in peace. I am not here to make people feel bad about their political choices, but I am here to say that you might be in a cult too if you don't know the signs. And I do believe Democrats most especially are in a deep cult that they really don't know about and aren't really aware of.
So listen to Rose's words. Listen to John Lindon, Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols say, none of these people are truly marginalized. None of them are truly under attack. This is all about forcing the will of these people down on others. He said, I cannot believe that it's Republicans who are now the ones pushing back against the establishment, and Democrats and so-called liberals have become the establishment. Look at Bill Maher saying Russia was erroneously reported, the Russia hoax. He is admitting it was a hoax. Look at these moments of awakening. Compare Rose's words to the following. We're going to play some of the ads and some of the social media stuff that's gone viral about these so-called vaccines. And by the way, you never know when someone puts out their own vaccine song, whether they were paid for that. There's all sorts of requests for proposals from the agencies that push this money around to advertise the so-called vaccines that are asking for social media influencers to share their zeal for the vaccines. So let's run one of these ads, and I'll juxtapose that with a little bit of news about these so-called vaccines.
I got the vaccine. You got the vaccine. They got the vaccine. We got the vaccine. We can get back to normal. Let me
get back to normal.
Let's all get the vaccine. It's about community immunity. I'm talking unity for you.
They don't give immunity.
If Doc says it's good, trust me, it's good.
If Doc says it's good. If the white doc says it's good, stick it in your arm.
There is none higher. DMC, I will inspire. Time for us to trust and not debate. The vaccine, believe it's safe to take. 9 out of 10 people won't get sick.
9 out of 10 people won't get sick.
90% effective and legit. This COVID thing is real and it will find you. It's killing our people. Let me remind you.
No, it's killing our people. Right. Just a little news here. Outside the U.S. and U.K., the West had no excess deaths last year in people under 65. Absorb that. Outside of the U.K. and the U.S., no deaths in people below 65. Excess deaths. And many of those deaths in the U.S. and the U.K. and Canada were from the lockdowns, not from the COVID flu. Does that cause anyone to question anything about the push for this? And I'll repeat again, I've been pro-vaccine my entire life. Until this, with this drug, these drugs, this push, which is completely outsized by the actual threat of this virus. Here's another one.
This girl is on Pfizer!
Sort of overly dramatic, but I think she's a good singer. Is she getting paid for that? Because the agencies that push the money around for pharma are looking for people to do things just like that. Speaking of Pfizer, being hopped up on Pfizer, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, you remember him? Sean Hannity had him on his TV show like a year ago, talking about the hydroxychloroquine protocol. His is the, what is his protocol? Vitamin D, zinc, hydroxychloroquine, and sometimes a Z-Pak. He's been nominated for a Nobel Prize. This is the same doctor that Twitter censored from its platform, just as they censored the frontline doctors who called out the lockdowns, just as they're censoring now doctors and scientists who are writing open letters to the pharmaceutical companies saying, do not push the mRNA into the arms of kids. This is unconscionable. They don't need it. There's no medical reason for it. They're being censored. As colleges demand it. There's just not even any proof for that for those kids, those age. So you hear things like this and you have to wonder, is this guy getting paid?
Dr. Fauci, give us vaccines. Help all the people who have been quarantined. We'll wear our masks and we'll have to stay distant. We'll wash our hands and we'll be more resistant. Fauci, yes? Promise us, please. We'll have a cure that can fight off this disease. Restrictions will lift with some ease. Dr. Fauci, don't forget me.
Restrictions will lift with some ease. The most vaccinated country in the world is reinstalling useless lockdown procedures. Oregon is saying mask diktats now and forever. 2 weeks to flatten the curve has turned into Washington State. If you want to go to baseball games, you will get injected.
Hiya, Pfizer.
Hi, Ben.
You got any extra shots?
Sure, Ben.
Sleeves up.
I'm a Pfizer girl in a COVID world. I'm the classic mRNA-tastic 95%. There's no argument. Got no contagion with my vaccination.
Yeah, except you do have contagion with your vaccination, particularly with Pfizer. It's breathtaking in scope. And I don't know, are there other radio hosts who talk about it this way? I really don't know. I understand why President Trump pushed this. I do. I believe he was obsessed with saving lives, but also because he was, in my judgment, snowed by the facts.
He's like going to jump on in like 1 minute.
I know. He's almost here. I have the participant window open and I get to allow him to enter.
It's weird. I'm going to be smiling because I'm just excited to see him.
Some nervous energy.
He's a busy man. He's doing lots of world saving.
We were 45 minutes early. Okay, ready? He's here. I'm getting him right now. Here we go.
Hey, hey. Hi, guys. How you doing? Hi, Dr. Fauci.
Well, listen, I know that you're on the Zoom camera and such, but if you could put a mask just over your face and then another one and then just one more. And then, by the way, you know, also you exhale things to out your body, and maybe we could just put you in a bubble, just a plastic one, but just for 60 seconds to flatten the curve. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.
It's your turn to text the Todd Herman Show.
The rule's pretty simple.
Be concise, be precise, and drop the mic. 800-465-8770.
Statement from President Trump here. What Facebook, Twitter, and Google have done is a total disgrace and embarrassment to our country. Free speech has been taken away from the President of the United States because the radical left lunatics are afraid of the truth. But the truth will come out anyway, bigger and stronger than ever before. I love that's a Trumpian statement there. The people of our country will not stand for it. These corrupt social media companies must pay a political price and must never be allowed to destroy and decimate our electoral process. Well, Zuckerberg did with his money, and he admitted it, and they bragged about it in the Time magazine piece. And I know, I get it. They're private companies. They can do what they want. They're private companies acting at behest of the party. And everybody knows it. Everybody's aware that they're just doing the bidding of the party. So the president with that statement, we'll see where that goes. He'd said he was going to launch a social media company, and so did Mike Lindell. Just factually speaking, those aren't easy to build, really. It's lots of those have existed, and lots of those no longer exist. Part of that's because the Mockingbird Media promotes the heck out of Facebook, Twitter. Right? Remember, what was Google's thing? Google Plus? That thing died. That was embarrassing. It was like being in a room of... Remember when they auto-defaulted you into it? That they took all your profile information and said, hey, look, you have a social media page filled with all your data. People, what? And it was like being in a room of a billion people and no one was talking. Texts. Email from our good friend Adam in Coopville. Good morning, Todd. Since you have to show ID for the vaccine, does that mean it's racist? Since Joe Biden is taking credit for the vaccine getting into people's arms, does that make him racist? No. Because the party. Remember that. That's the answer. Why? Because the party. It's a simple answer to every question. On the topic of these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful ads for the mRNA injections and things like this. This guy, I don't know if this guy got paid.
Dr. Fauci, give us vaccines. Help all the people who have been quarantined.
Things like that. Lots of response to that. Art Bell fan. Good Lord, Todd. Those songs you played, please no more. My IQ just went down. Yeah. Well, there's a vaccine for that. Pop your IQ right back up. Art Bell fan, God rest Art. Such a nice gentleman. He really was a really nice gentleman. Space Hog. Hi, Todd. So the New York Times, a former newspaper, declared experts say herd immunity may never be reached because of the vaccine resistant. That seems to be a convenient catch-all phrase to keep people afraid and compliance in perpetuity. Why are we locking down again? Remember the answer. Because the party. It is an awesome thing to see free states. I mean, you know we're watching a splitting of the country. And that's the design. I wish it wasn't the case. I wish it wasn't happening. It's happening. Maybe we could hold it together. We stall this HR1 ridiculous federal takeover of elections. We stall this insane court packing scheme. We reinstall vote integrity in the states. We have a chance. But the party's not going to give up. So part of this is to recognize the reality and to deal with the reality. Speaking of that, Crab Walker, it's very difficult to watch any mainstream media because all they talk about is fear, fear, fear. Sometimes listening to your wonderful show, I get a lot of fear, fear, fear coming from the other side, and it's just too much. Crab Walker, I know, and today we talked about gratitude, my brother. Gratitude. We talked about the sun rising. We talked about the trees and the magnificent way that they are these massive solar arrays and the automatic built-in filtering of the water we drink and the air we breathe. We talked about that form of gratitude and seeing Bill Maher awaken and Rose McGowan awaken and John Lydon awaken. And we're seeing, you know, making people aware that it's not insane everywhere. In Kootenai County, Idaho, they are honoring an officer. The CrossFit, all the CrossFit gyms are doing K27. I made the mistake of asking my coach, hey, I did my monostructural cardio yesterday. What should I do? She said, oh, K27. It's going to kill me. I might be dead from this. Lady Sun Valley. I'm so glad that you mentioned how we are remembering Officer Greg Moore today. I first met him when he was in kindergarten with my oldest son. They were best friends in fifth grade. I knew his parents, close friends with his aunt. His death was a tragic loss. And in sane areas of America, they're honoring this officer today with this hero wad. It's called K27. You can look it up. It's a brutal wad. Workout of the day. Lone Conservative. This is Lone Conservative, my nickname. Got that. Thank you. Hey, Todd, thanks to my newborn son. This isn't one of the rare times I get to listen to you live. My wife and I live in the Snohomish area. We'd like to find like-minded community, seeing that we have no friends who are right-minded. Do you have any suggestions? Thank you. Snohomish, there's a lot of right-minded people up there. There's a lot. We've had people on the show from Snohomish. I would get with the sheriff's group there, the support for the sheriff. They tried to run out of town. There's a whole group of patriots that surround him. That's a great group of patriots. There's a Christian private school up there that have a whole support group of conservative Christian parents. It's all over up there. There's, you know what? It's a great thing. Join a gun club. Go to a gun range. In fact, you're not far from West Coast Army North, which is an incredible, incredible training facility, etc. I think my friend Dory does his training there. And you meet people there. The process is meeting people. On the Chauvin case, yeah, so it broke that one of the jurors was a Black Lives Matter activist, it seems, or at least aligned with Black Lives Matter. And he soft-pedaled his knowledge. Oh, I didn't know there was a civil settlement to the Floyd family. And to me, Black Lives Matter isn't an organization or even a movement. It's just a statement. Got it. That's come out that it looks like that was not true. Wendy, the opera singer. Todd, even if one doesn't consider the juror lied, he still attended the BLM rallies and follows BLM. Thus, factually, he's biased. Therefore, Chauvin was not afforded an unbiased jury. We don't need to decide if the juror lied, which he did. It's a good point. It's a good point. And I've had people say, well, wasn't that the defense attorney's job? He was one guy. The entire state of Minneapolis was against Derek Chauvin. He was one guy. Lake Stevens, lunatic. I suggested to them yesterday in an email they should offer the option to have your COVID passport ID tattooed on your forearm so that you can show it to the authorities and be identified as an individual who has your COVID shot. It's worked so well throughout history. Very efficient. Good call. Good call. Lee in Lake Stevens. What are we getting taken over by Lake Stevens? I love it. Bring it. Love Lake Stevens. Todd, they're even dividing married couples with this vaccine. My wife got it. Being a teacher, I don't want it. And I'm 56. I've never even had a flu shot. What happens when we have to go somewhere, but I can't? I'm sure we'll figure something out. This will probably cause some problems within some marriages. Should they sacrifice for the state? We wouldn't, but I can't understand the pressure. Yeah, it's interesting that so many things are so divisive these days, isn't it? Isn't it? Oh, what? Oh, you guys. I just got a note from our promotions director. Todd, I spoke with our Day 3 Smart Speaker winner, and he was the nicest guy, Tim from Anacortes, and he learned about the contest by listening to your show. Just wanted you to know. Also, I had this email drafted and ready to send to you. Just got a text from my friends that you mentioned my hard work on air, and I want you to know I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of work, but I really think it pays off, so it's wonderful to have support. Thank you. Oh, I won't add the personal part. See? Now I feel even worse. KTTH.com/win. Text contest 800-465-8770.
Personal note is brought to you by Johnny Tsunami, exterior cleaning experts.
Down on Main Street.
On a personal note today, it is the joke about people who do CrossFit that you'll find out because they'll never stop talking about it. And I've mentioned this K27 WOD, which by the way means workout of the day, a couple different times this morning. The significance of this stuff to this community of people who range from, you know, people like me who are on the edges of CrossFit, even though, you know, I train really hard at it, probably never again be back into the competitive state I was 4 years ago. Probably never regain that. And I'm trying to get okay with that because I enjoy it. It ranges from that to people who can back squat 600 pounds and go run a 5-minute mile afterwards. So there are incredibly adept athletes. There are people who, for them, CrossFit means I sit down in a box and I stand up. And I do that until I can do that 20 times without pain. And then they work up from there. So it is the very image of a diverse community. It has at its core a respect for law enforcement and the military. And it is at the core of this community. So at these gyms in Idaho and in Kootenai County, and I think all of Idaho, they're doing K27 today to honor this officer who lost his life. And it was very tragic. We had a listener who knew him who texted us to talk about that. Lady Sun Valley, Officer Greg Moore, lost his life. These workouts are meant to be truly brutal. They're meant to be soul testing. They're meant to be brain sucking. Very few of them are fast. Like a lot of people think of CrossFit as, you know, you blow yourself out for 15 minutes. There are some times that you do that, depending what energy system you're working. But the hero wads is what they're called, are almost always brutally long. I did one of these several years ago when I was in far better athletic shape. As I was training 2 or 3 times a day and building up for a competition, and there was a lot of factors then that made that easier. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just stating that's what was. I went out on a track one day to run Murph. And Murph is, it's a hero wad. It's brutal. I'd done it inside, and I'd done it with sort of pretend pull-ups. Here's what Murph is, not to make this a discussion of sports, just so you understand the nature of this workout. You run a mile with a 45-pound weight vest, and then you do, see if I get the numbers right here. It is, 300 pull-ups, 200 air squats, 100 push-ups. Is that it? Maybe I'm getting that wrong. Maybe it's 100 pull-ups. But in any case, you do that with the weight vest. It's a super hard workout. It brutalizes you. 300 air squats, 200 pull-ups, 100 push-ups. Is that it? In any case, someone's going to text me right now. I know they're going to correct me. I decided to go do it outside on a hot day. And it was very difficult. Because inside the gym, it's cool. It's air-conditioned. It's climate-controlled. Lights aren't obtrusive. I could use the neutral grip pull-ups, which are really just arm pull-ups. They're not even real pull-ups. My pull-ups now are pathetic. They're getting better because I got a good coach, but they're pathetic. I would do them 5 at a time, the pull-ups, with the 45-pound weight vest. And I would do, 15 at a time push-ups and 20 at a time air squats. Again, I'm screwing up the math, and I know that, and I apologize. And outside, as I was doing this, there were some young men who were running the track. And towards the middle of the gymnastics portion of this, before I ran my second mile, because it's run a mile, do the gymnastics movements, and then run a while. While I was still on the pull-up bar, these guys were exiting the facility. And this was where they trained cops. You know, down in Normandy Park, the government seized that land from that religious organization where they were, I think it was creepy. They were sort of sexualizing kids and dancing with adults, men and young girls. And that's what I heard. I don't know that to be the case because that's what the government told me, but that's what I understand to be the case. So they seized this facility. They've turned it into a training place for cops. I used to see them go do their physical fitness tests out there. And sometimes I'd be in the field. I'd like to run and lift weights at the same time. And so I'd see them setting up. In fact, I've probably met some people in the audience out there doing that. These young guys were coming off the field. They'd been training. They've been running 400s for time. And as they're walking by, I'm struggling through these pull-ups. I'm down to like one at a time, and I'm not even sure they're legal pull-ups. Down to like one pull-up at a time, and the only thing that was decent for me was the push-ups, and the air squats were fine, but I was struggling. I was sweating, and I was choking for water. Man! I turned behind me and pick up my water, and then I had my coconut water with extra salt and a little bit of honey in it. And I'm, oh, I'm going to make through this. And I actually stood up from the air squats for a second, and I was dizzy. Whoo! Regained myself, took off my weight vest for a moment, tried to regain some cool, stood in the shade, and this young man walked up to me in his 20s, and he goes, sir, are you okay? I laughed and said, I'm going to be okay. This is just a really hard workout. He goes, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And I said, well, I'm trying training for a thing. And I know it's ridiculous, this old man with this gray beard. But I'm doing this for a guy named Mike Murphy. You know who Mike Murphy was? No. I said, have you seen the movie Lone Survivor? Oh my gosh, yes, I love that movie. Mike Murphy's the guy who, when the comms was down and his team was getting killed and the Marines were on this hill and the Taliban was all over them and they kept saying, are you good? Yeah, I'm good. We just get to higher ground. We're going to kill a lot of these guys. You good? You got gray matter coming out of your head. Are you good? Yeah, I'm good. Mike Murphy's the guy who said, I'm making the call. I'm going to that point. I'm going to die for you. I'm putting on the comms. I'm going to go up. I'm going to get out in this point where I am clearly visible to the entire Taliban. I know they're going to kill me, but you're going to have a chance, man. Because you're my men. Murph was up. Said a bad word in a good way. He was a bad man in a good way. I told the young man about Murph. This workout's called Murph. Crazy thing. I get done with the gymnastics, finally. Seemed like days later. And I'm getting ready to run my mile. So I look over to tank up, that is to drink my coconut water and a little bit of honey. And there is the young man with his friend. And it's hard for me. And his mom. It turned out they lost their husband in the military. And they came to watch a stupid old man try to do Murph. America is not completely broken when people like that exist. This is the Todd Herman Show. We are every weekday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on podcasts everywhere. Go be well, be strong, and be kind.